There you go. It's Mitchell and Michael right now. Here 96.1. Create your own furry friend this week at Mount Gambier Central with the Stufflers.
I know we said we've already done that.
Yeah.
But we haven't.
No.
When are we doing it?
Today.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Sweet. I'll be there. So
I
Michael.
Hope so.
Michael Ross, I wanted to speak to you about something I did on the weekend. Had a good weekend. I really did. I went out on Saturday and I just wanted to like have a chilled night. Didn't want anything big. There was no like massive DJ moment, massive act or anything for me. So it wasn't going to be like a crazy night. I think it was Oktoberfest as well in like Warrnambool.
Okay.
So there was like, you know, there was a lot of people gone and I was like, it's going to be a quiet night at Mitchell's Oil local watering hole.
Can I just quickly check? You put out an Insta post of you dancing on the dance floor completely by yourself.
Yeah.
Was that, was the time code on that real?
Yeah.
Okay. So at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, 11 o'clock. Well, basically I was inspired by Callum Scott dancing on my own. I've gone through some stuff, Michael Ross.
Yeah.
But it is normally that dance floor that I was at.
Pumping.
No. But at that time, no.
Okay, no.
Yeah, Mount Gambier is quite weird. It only kicks off at like 1 a.m.
Right.
It's really weird. I don't understand.
Because you were completely alone.
Yeah, in that place that I'm at, normally about 1 a.m., 1:30 is when it kicks off.
Okay.
After I came, checked it, pumping after.
And they're all trying to avoid you.
Probably. That's probably
Sorry.
A good indication.
Please continue.
But anyway, good night. As you would have said, you would have seen that I also got a steak dinner, free steak dinner. Because someone,
everything's coming up, Mitchell.
Yes, someone in the restaurant sent it back. And they were like, oh, Mitch, you want it? And I went, yep. And it was delightful. But that wasn't the only thing I did,
yes.
Okay? I thought, you know, South Australia, they're big in South Australia. I think they're even banned in Western Australia. I sat on a pokey machine. I was killing time because I was supposed to have dinner with someone. Ended up eating alone. Story for another day. But I was, like, just killing some time. Had some coins in my pocket. I was like, oh, I'll just chuck some coins in. Don't really know what I'm doing. So all just for fun.
Gamble responsibly.
No, 100%. As it should be, you know? It should just be a little bit of fun. A little bit of, oh, bright lights. Cool. Then go get on with your day. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Right? I happened to win said game. I felt horrible.
Oh.
Because I won a lot of money. Right?
How
that's
much?
Beside the point. We'll go 288.
288.
Yep.
So that's pretty good on a pokey.
And I reckon I put in maybe like $6. Okay? I have no idea if it's rare or not rare. I have no idea. Do your own research. Not endorsing it. 100%. Just did it for fun. That's just what it happened to be.
Hmm.
I was killing some
time.
You took
a literal gamble.
Yes. And there was a lot of people that were there before me. Obviously, there were a lot of people, the same people were there after me as I left. Because I won. I went, hey, that's enough for me.
Time to get out.
Time to get out because that's what you should do whenever gambling. Just do it for fun. Don't stay too long. And I did this, but I immediately felt horrible because I was like, oh, this is easy. It's not, but it's what I said. And I noticed
just
that,
loud, very
yes,
obviously.
Very, as all my coins went, ding, 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 and I went, at the time, I went, I can feel tension.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel angry people because this young kid that obviously has never done a pokey before at all came in, put like $2 in, won heaps, left.
Because you know what the pokey players like say, and there is some truth to it, is that they would have been going, oh, that one was ready to pay out. That's why he won, because it was its time.
Oh, okay,
out.
So it's all about working them or whatever they think.
Because they do have algorithms and particular percentages and rates at which they do pay out.
Regardless, I won gambling, and this is what I want to say.
Okay.
I feel bad for the other people that didn't get as quick success as me.
Yes.
I feel like there should be some form of punishment for me on the show that did a little gamble.
Yeah.
Bad. I shouldn't have done it as the show because I bet our money. I feel like there should be some little punishment that I receive because
it was too easy.
It was too easy for me, this very rare occasion, hence why people were so mad at me because it's not normally like that. I need a punishment.
I don't have anything for you right now. I think we need the people.
Okay.
13, 12, 16.
Or hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page. I need a punishment. Because I did the pokies.
And you had it too easy.
I had it too
is
easy.
Is it just giving the money away? Do you donate that money to charity because you didn't deserve it?
Well, that's a good point. I was going to give it away to the listeners. That's a good point. But I guess we probably can't do
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, charity. That's a good idea. $288 bucks to spend on something for our listeners.
Well, but this is what I'm thinking. Okay, it's actually $240 now. just to make that clear.
You bought another steak.
But this is what I'm saying is like, am I even, when I don't even think we're, I don't think we're allowed to give it to listeners because it's like proceeds of crime.
Right. What did you do?
No, but it's like proceeds of gambling. We can't promote that. So I may have to give it to a charity.
Okay.
What charity?
Okay. Yeah, why not? It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. And we were asking the question on 13/12/16, what should Mitch do with the money that you didn't deserve to win?
No, I won at the pokies. Obviously, gamble responsibly. Do not endorse any such things. Just play for fun. Kill some time. Do whatever. Don't spend your whole life there. Exactly. And that is exactly what I did. I was waiting for a friend to give me a free steak dinner. And as I was killing time, I was just putting some coins. I said, oh, 10 bucks. This is all I'll use. Put some coins in. Won $288 on the pokies. Probably rare, obviously, because everyone around was very mad at me.
Yes.
Because I just walked
it's
in.
Good payout. It sounds like a good payout.
Yeah.
You know.
Sat right down, let my hair hang down, and then won some money. Okay? Very rare, but I knew to walk away because that's what you should do once you've had your fun.
But it is a bit undeserved because you weren't there like the regulars.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think I don't like winning anyway on pokies or gambling. It just kind of feels weird. I like making the money I spent, having fun, leaving neutral, because that's how it should be done. And so I feel bad.
So, Barbara, what do you think Mitch should do with the money he didn't deserve?
I think you should donate it to the farmers, to rural aid.
Ooh. Oh, that's a very good idea.
Now, it's only $240. Do you think they would appreciate my contribution?
The farmers are so desperate, they'd appreciate anything, really. Because they need the money. Their farms are falling apart with the drought.
It's very true.
This is a good point.
They need money.
Do I like send it electronically, or do I just give them coins that I got because I didn't get them changed? Do I just send them a bag of like coins with a money sign on it, a dollar sign?
It all helps.
It all helps, even if they're in 5 cent coins, and it still helps them.
Okay, I will go and get them. I will go and get them changed, and I will send it into my money bag. Thank you, Barbara.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome. Bye.
I have an alternative, Mitch. You can help two birds, one stone. Whatever you buy, $240 worth of Palmer's for a farmer's.
Yeah, just so everyone knows, I spent 48 of it. But like this is before we figured this out.
And you're not willing to put 48 of your own money in. You're like, well, that's all that's left.
I already put 10 in to win it.
worst charity donation ever.
What do I need to do?
Buy $240 worth of Palmers for the farmers. So feed people who need a Palmer.
But then they only get like 12
bucks. But it's two birds, one stone. You know, you're feeding the hungry and you're helping the farmers. Like, maximize the charity.
Or if I, because we talked about the money bag, sending it in, does that come out of the 240? Or do I have to pay?
Postage at hand.
Do I have to pay that by myself?
We need a courier because it's money?
You know what? We've talked about this on air. I think I'll pay extra.
Okay.
Just so I don't sound like a jerk.
Too late. It's Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1.